share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. From fancy high-rises to hipster neighborhood coffee shops, it is easy to glamorize life in KL. However, amidst all the glitz and glamour, how do we actually live in this city? Has the weather been getting warmer? Are you spending more time in your car due to traffic? Drawing on what we have been experiencing over the past few months, such as flash floods, worsening traffic congestion, a defective public transportation system, and more, a Malaysian student has taken to Instagram to share his thoughts on why KL is not a livable city and what we have to do to change that. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by @imanidid. According to Iman, a livable city is robust, accessible and sustainable. Green and public spaces should be abundant and accessible, public transportation as well as road systems should be efficient, healthcare should be available and most importantly, all of the above must be affordable. Why KL is not a livable city? In his post, Iman shared why he thinks KL is not a livable city based on five major points. 1. A third flood this year. On May 25, a downpour which started at 11 a.m. caused a flood which blocked several major roads in Kuala Lumpur. This was the third time KL has flooded this year, following the last two times which happened on the 7th of March and the 25th of April. 2. Worsening traffic. In his second point, Iman said that traffic data showed that traffic congestion in KL is now worse than pre-pandemic levels, as people are returning to their offices and in-person school is resuming. 3. Inconvenient public transportation. Klang Valley, like many of its neighboring Southeast Asian megacities, was designed for private vehicles. This has led to major first and last mile connectivity issues. Additionally, LRT disruptions and crowdedness are becoming frequent too. 4. Urban ecosystems at risk. According to Iman, Bukit Persekutuan, which is supposed to be the green pulse of the capital, has at least three development projects lined up. Retention ponds, which are crucial in the city's defense against intense rainfall and floods, are also being developed as residential areas. 5. Less than ideal public housing. The lack of balconies and green spaces in government flats show the lack of emphasis on mental health, as these features can allow occupants to obtain relief by enjoying the outdoors. What we should do. The issue of KL being unlivable is complex and multifaceted, which also extends to its solutions. Nonetheless, one thing that we should not do is to build more highways. They will not alleviate traffic congestion, as more roads will just mean more cars, a concept known as induced demand. In his point, Iman quoted what transport consultant Rosli Azad Khan said, which was that the government should resolve issues with the public transportation system, such as the first and last mile connectivity issues, before considering the construction of new ones. We need nature-based solutions and not concrete, gray answers. Instead, what Malaysia needs now is more sponge cities, which are urban areas with an abundance of natural areas such as trees, lakes and parks. Iman explains that wetland systems can act to retain rainwater, and lush vegetations let floodwater flow naturally. Some organizations focused on livable cities that you can support are Transit Malaysia, Free Tree Society and Livable Malaysia. To check out the full list and for more similar information in the future, you can follow Iman on his Instagram and Twitter accounts. What do you think makes KL livable or not livable? Let us know in the comments. Also read, KL ranked third most overworked city in the world, Singapore ranked best city to WFH. Source: The Malaysian Reserve Source, Berita Harian Source, Siner Harian Source, Euronews, Green Source, World Abuzz. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.